Agriculture and forestry are two of the key industries in the region, providing work for thousands of people and generating millions of dollars for the district economy every year. At the same time, both industries rely absolutely on a healthy and sustainable climate environment, in particular on adequate levels of rainfall and moderate temperatures. Whether the ongoing and bitter feud between the Alberta UCP and the federal Liberal government over what should be done to protect the environment will impact those key industries remains an open question. Federal Minister of Environment and Climate Change Stephen Guilbeault says his government's plans include cuts to emissions and investments in renewable resources. "Climate change is a crisis that persists and will only grow if we do not do more, faster," said Guilbeault. "Flooding, landslides, drought, and wildfire, the mounting costs of extreme weather underscore the need to chart towards a future where Canadians have both a clean environment and a strong economy." For her part, Premier Danielle Smith says emission cuts that damage the province's oil and gas industry are unacceptable. "Alberta will not recognize any federally imposed emission reduction targets for our energy and electricity sectors under any circumstances unless such targets are first consented to by the Government of Alberta," Smith said last week. "Nor will Alberta recognize any right of the federal government to legislate or regulate in this exclusive area of provincial jurisdiction, or any area of shared constitutional jurisdiction, without the explicit approval of Alberta." Alberta Environment Minister Rebecca Schultz said, "Canadian families cannot afford costly policies and targets. We need common sense, practical solutions and innovative approaches that cut emissions and create jobs." While the UCP and the federal Liberals remain deeply divided on what should and shouldn't be done to protect the environment, farmers, ranchers and forest workers in this region remain deeply tied to the long-term health of the climate. Cooperation between the two governments on the vital environmental protection issue is needed. Unfortunately, it is also nowhere to be seen. Dan Singleton in an editor with the Albertan.